Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, family. How you doing? Once again, we are back with your healing journey. Part three, where my beautiful wife, Sister Nafisa Ali, will be talking about many, many subjects, as you know that she is dealing with chronic kidney disease. And we are discussing many things about healing in many ways. So this will be part three. But before we get started with that, as we always start all things of importance, we would like to start with, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Most Merciful. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person, the Master for our Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. We thank him forever for his coming. We thank him forever for raising one in our midst, the exalted Christ, the Messiah, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we thank both of them for giving to us our divine reminder, leader, teacher, and guide, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I would like to greet you all in the greeting words of peace and paradise. We say it in the Arabic language of As-salamu alaykum. All praises are due to Allah. This is part three. This is part three of our show. Excuse me, I'm working on getting on live on Facebook right now. So for those that may be listening, we're about to go live on Facebook, and that page we're going to go live from is The Queen of Rap. The Queen of Rap. The Queen of Rap. So you can find us there if you are listening live. If you are listening live, you'll be able to do that. Just give me 1 second so I can start this, please. That's not what I want. Sorry, y'all. Just give me a second. I'm going to... Sorry, I'm being quiet. I'm going to get back in 1 second. Should have had this set up already, but things happen. So this is, of course, live. So please forgive us. All right, we almost there. Okay. All right, family, Assalamu alaikum. We are live right now with, again, part three for your healing. I will turn it around so you can see our beloved host, Sister Natalie Ali, in just a moment, the Queen of Rap. Excuse me. But as we begin all things of importance, we start. In the name of Allah, the Nest Most Merciful, I bear witness there is no God but Allah, who came in the person, the Master for our Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. We thank him forever for raising in our midst the exalted Christ, the Messiah, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. We thank them both for their extension of mercy and grace to us in the person of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. I'd like to greet all of you in the greeting words of peace and paradise of Assalamu alaikum. Once again, Assalamu alaikum is much more than a greeting, dear brothers and sisters. In fact, it is a prayer. A prayer to Almighty God, Allah, that from my hands, from my mouth, from my actions, from my ways and deeds, that you will be free from hurt, harm, or danger. And that is the spirit that we come in. We welcome you once again to part three of my healing journey. Again, your beloved host of this show is Sister Nafisa Ali, who is talking about her battle, personally, with chronic kidney disease. Just want to go ahead and start and let you know that the ultimate goal of this show is we're going to say that we want to ultimately create a for your kidney. kidney foundation, a for your kidney foundation that will help those in lack finances to go after natural ways of healing themselves, because we do see dialysis centers popping up all over the country, and I'm sure all over the world. It is the same thing. And brothers and sisters, we are here to let you know that you are not meant, and I'm not meant, and we are not meant to live in that way forever. And we know that we are from the earth, and the Almighty Creator, Almighty God, Allah, has not left us without the ability to heal ourselves and without the ability to be healed. So, brothers and sisters, we just want to let you all know that through the door. We just want to let you all know that through the door. And the Honorable Louis Farrakhan said this. He said that him, that sickness is unnatural. I'm going to say that again. He said sickness is unnatural. This body is designed to actually live in the state of what is called homeostasis, which means where the body works perfectly in harmony with each system, with each function, and it is made to live for a longevity if we take good care of it. But I'm not going to get too far into that. Number one, I want to just do a few promos before I bring my wife on, and then we'll just take it from there. For those that are listening here on Blog Talk Radio, just know that this show, we're in 30 minutes. As far as live goes, it will cut off at the 30-minute cutoff. But you can, again, come and see us live here on The Queen of Rap on Facebook, The Queen of Rap page on Facebook. We will be live there. I also want to invite each and every one of you to your local mods, wherever that may be. Here, it is in Phoenix, Arizona. It is located at 444 3rd Street. Again, that's 444 3rd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. Definitely want to invite you out to hear the life-giving teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught by the Honorable Louis Farrakhan under the leadership of our dear brother, Abdul Iman Muhammad. Brother Abdul Iman Muhammad. Definitely want to invite you all out. Again, our meeting times are at, they do change a little bit because of the time zone here, but mostly 9:30 a.m. is when those doors open, and the program usually begins at 10 unless we're doing the webcast, and sometimes it goes a little bit earlier into 8:30. So just again, you're always welcomed there on Sunday. That is our general meeting. Monday is the men's meeting. Wednesday, again, is the general meeting. Friday is our study group. Saturday is the class for the sisters. So we have welcomed you to attend there. My beloved wife and I, we are known as Brother Carthrell X, Sister Natalie X, and our son, Brother Jami Muhammad. We invite you all out to hear the life-giving teaching of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Also, we invite you, if you have not subscribed as of yet to the Final Call newspaper, the baddest, boldest, most courageous newspaper, life-saving, life-giving. How do I know? Because it absolutely changed and saved my life almost 30 years ago now. And brothers and sisters, if you don't get your subscription to the Final Call, you should. If you can't afford an outright subscription, that is okay. All you need to do is do what I love to call adopt a Muslim. That's right, adopt a Muslim. That beautiful brother or sister that you see with the Final Call, just adopt them and say, hey, I want that paper delivered to me every week. I'll be glad to pay that $2 to get it, and they'll make that happen for you in one way or another, brother. Well, we invite you to that. Again, the ultimate aim and goal of this show, we're going to let you know that we are not doctors. We are not medical doctors. We don't claim to be medical doctors in any shape or form. We're just letting you know things that we do and things that we are searching out to help in this healing journey. It's like Star Trek, you know. We own that mission, the fight. beloved wife back into homeostasis and keep us in a state of homeostasis. And again, if you are not, you don't have that wonderful book, How to Eat to Live, we want you to definitely get that. How to Eat to Live, Volume 1 and 2 by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Again, we just want to say that this show is not only for Muslims, okay? We want to invite everyone in. But you will hear a quote from the Honorable Louis Farrakhan and many others, okay? So I just want to give that as a segue before I bring on my beautiful, wonderful wife, the host of this show, Sister Nafisa Ali. I pray that Allah will bless her words and bless you to open your hearts and minds to hear what it is that she would have to say. So it is my honor, it is my privilege once again to turn these videos and microphones over to my beloved wife, my sister, my friend, Sister Nafisa Ali.
Assalamu alaikum, family and friends. Greetings, OTEP, praying all is well with everyone. Today's show is about family. Okay? Family is the most important part of every life, of a community, of a nation, and a world. The condition of the family is what makes a good world. And as we can see, the state of our world right now is dysfunctional, to say the least. But it's because our families are experiencing a lot of different trauma and difficulties. I come today with a heavy heart because my brother passed on Sunday. Flip, which a lot of people knew him as Flip. His name is Melvin Lamont Gwynn. He's been known as a lot of things. I just saw today that he was called the Slick Terminator. I didn't know that, but, you know, my brother was very smooth. He's a very cool young man, handsome, loving, kind, would give you the shirt off his back. And that was regardless of the condition that he was in. Like a lot of family members, you know, he was addicted to drugs and alcohol for most of his life. And for him, he was very fortunate. He was very fortunate. You know, I'm sorry, I need to hold this. Thank you guys for your patience. But my brother was very kind, but he was afflicted with that issue, and it caused a lot of problems in the family over the years. He was 56 years old when he passed. He's actually been in a coma for the last 2.5 years. He suffered a stroke and a few other things as far as health issues that was going on. And his health actually affected the family, which is what happens with all of our health, whether you're, you know, on drugs or whether you're basically you're alcoholic or if you're someone who's overweight and eat a lot, someone who's thin and eat unhealthy foods, someone, you know, whatever your issue is that's causing dis-ease in your body. It is not just affecting you. It is affecting your family and the way that they experience things. And then as our families have to deal with our illness, they have to help us, which means they have to take time off of work because they have to be with you in a procedure that you're going through. Not to put weight on you as far as being, you know, being sick, because you're here now. But if you're not there, this show is also for those that are not sick, because I want you to understand how important it is to stay healthy. Okay? our family and our health, they go together. They're connected. And I just want to say this from my heart, because of course I've missed my brother tremendously, as he's been in a coma, like I said, for 2.5 years. But now he's gone, you know, completely. And he was a very beautiful person and someone who was necessary in the family. He has children. He has two daughters, two beautiful daughters, and he has four grandchildren. And now they no longer have him. And he could have been here a lot longer. He was only 56 years old. It's too many of us dying, and we're dying too young. And, yes, it's a lot of things out here that's killing us. And I do believe, it's not no conspiracy, I know, that there is a war being waged against us as a people. That is real. And that's humanity, not just black people, even though we are definitely being targeted, so don't think we're not. But when you look at the food industry and the chemicals in the air and all of this is going on, yes, it's a lot coming against us, but we have a responsibility as well. And we do have tools that can help us fight against what is going on against us in this war. We have been given weapons as well, weapons of eating one meal a day, allowing the body to remove the toxins out of the body, to strengthen the body, exercise, being able to increase your cardio so that your heart can endure and take more, okay? Being able to eat that wonderful navy bean. I'm telling you, I know some people don't like beans, but you can be creative with the navy bean. But the navy bean has so much nutrients in it when it comes to protein, balancing your hormones, iron. I mean, just the things that your body needs. And you don't have to eat a whole lot of it, but you do need that navy bean in your body. And we'll have a whole show just on the navy bean. But today's show is us understanding how important that family dynamic is. Now, as we talk about the health of ourselves and our family members, we have to think about our wealth also. Because if you're the breadwinner in your house, and something happens to you, think about what is that going to do to your family. Not just how are they going to survive afterwards, because they still going to have to pay a mortgage or rent or whatever it is that they're going to have to continue to pay after you're gone. But the funeral expenses alone. When my mother and my family went to discuss burying my brother, they told her the minimum was $11,000. And that was basic. So, I mean, to even cremate somebody is $2,000. If we don't have no money, $2,000 can be almost seem like impossible to come up with. You know how hard it is to borrow $20 from somebody. So coming up with $2,000 to $3,000 to bury someone, and that's just cremation, and we as Muslims don't believe in cremation, because we don't feel that the body should go back to the earth, okay? That's not everybody's belief, and I understand sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know? And I'm not mad at anybody for that. They do have some creative stuff out there, though, like burying yourself and you become a tree. I think that's really cool. But anyway, I know that's strange, but there are options out there. But the thing is we have to think about it. We have to talk about it to our families, and then we have to prepare, because one day all of us are going to leave this planet, whether it's when we plan on it or when, well, we don't plan to leave, but if we're going to eat ourselves unto that or drink ourselves or do drugs or live in that kind of gangster life that you can be shot and you're kind of preparing for death, then we have to financially prepare our families to survive after we have left, whether it is getting insurance or taking that insurance money and putting it aside, you know, and saying that this is our family fund and this is for if anything happens to someone in our family. But we have to prepare, because if we don't prepare, then we're being irresponsible and we're putting a burden on the rest of the family to take care of something that we should have took care of ourselves. And trust me, I know money is hard to come by. And I know it's difficult, and that's one of the reasons we're even beginning to do this show and the foundation is because coming up with money for herbs and health care and getting back and forth, gotta take an Uber. I understand that can, you know, really, that money adds up. But it's going to be so hard on the family. We got to think about the impact of our health on our family. It's not just about us. It is about them as well. And we want to make sure, because it's a lot of emotions that go on also in death. A lot of things come up. What we did, what we didn't do, what we should have did, you know, all these things come up. So we're dealing with a lot of emotions. So when you're dealing with emotions, and not just your emotions, but we're dealing with emotions of other people. So you got all these family members and you got all these emotions and then you don't have any money. Okay, so now we have some issues, you know, and unfortunately what happens instead of us coming together and saying, okay, we got these issues, we got financial issues, I know you're hurting, I'm hurting, instead of us being consolers of one another, we blow up on one another. And we go off on one another as if that's going to help the situation. It's only going to harm it, and then it tears the family apart. And that's not good, family. That's just not good. We have to find ways to deal with this, and we have to do it. If we think about it ahead of time, then the family won't be so negatively impacted by our death or by our illness. Because illness takes a lot of money as well. And I'm going to try to compose myself as I continue to go through this because, of course, I got a lot of things going on with myself and my health. I just spent a day in the hospital getting a blood transfusion because my blood was low. So I had to get 2 pints of blood. Well, you know, in this world, it sounds like, okay, we'll just go get some blood. You know, but what we don't think about is, as they tell you, with getting blood, there's a risk involved. Meaning, they tested for HIV, they tested for hepatitis C and any infection, but we all know if you can contract something yesterday, go and give blood tomorrow, it's not going to show up. It won't show up until that person gets the blood in their system. Okay? So, anyway, my whole point is this. We have to fight, family. We have to fight for our health because our health is our family and our wealth. It is what gives us the power to be able to endure the hardship of life. If you're not healthy, everything becomes such a heavy weight on you because you can't do as much as you used to because you don't feel well. But if you were feeling well, you'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, we got this. Let's go. Let's do it. You know, you're energized. You're an energized bunny. But when you don't have that healing within yourself, that harmony that being healthy gives you or helps you to have, then everything becomes so much harder on you. And depression can easily set in. Okay? So we want to think about that, and we want to fight for our health and our wealth. We want to fight for our family. I'm going to end with this. I wanted to give the definition of herbs, and I thought I wrote it down, but I didn't. But basically, herbs are any plants that grow during the season. They can be perennials, they can be annuals, and they can be 1 year. Don't know what that means. But you know what I'm saying? They come up and they die, and then that's it. And these can be used in food, medicine, seasoning. It could be used as aromatherapy, as perfume. The herbs, which come from the earth, which we come from the earth, is what will help us in order to maintain or correct issues with our health. Okay, we're going to, next week, that's what our show is going to be about. Not next week, in 2 weeks, our show is going to be about herbs, and we're going to deal with it. So if you have any questions in advance, please feel free to email me at EilatanX, that's EilatanX, at yahoo.com. Okay, those who know me can also text me. Any questions that you have, if you don't have my phone number, you can just send me a inbox me with your questions at the Queen of Rap on Facebook. Feel free to do that. I am accessible. And my husband already explained about, you know, we'll talk a little bit more about the Healing My Kidney Foundation. We'll talk more about that. We'll do some talk also really deep into the crystals and how that is part of the healing. And, of course, that's what I work with, the natural stones and the copper and anything that you purchase from the Queen of Rap. A percentage of that is going to go toward the foundation because my ultimate goal is to help other people be able to select natural remedies, be able to see naturopathic doctors, be able to find and afford herbs on a consistent basis, because herbs take longer in the body to heal, you know, especially when your body has entered a state of disease. And at the end of the day, family, it's all about you, and it's all about family. Okay, so our blog talk is about to end. We thank everybody for tuning in. Live, we still have a few more minutes with you, but on the blog talk, we thank you all so very much for your time. And again, feel free to contact us at the Queen of Rap on Facebook. And Eilatan, EilatanX, at yahoo.com. And our next show, the fourth show, will be about herbs. And we're going to go into a lot more detail about herbs. But the message that I wanted to share today, family, was family. You know, and we got to be family. We got to be family to one another. Even if it's your sister friend that you just met yesterday and you decided that this person is going to be a part of your life, be real. Be 100%. You know, if you're a fake person and you're someone who's not sincere, then that's something that you got to work on. Else you won't have family and you'll be distant, you know, from people. And this is not an hour or a day or a time for us to not have, this is not a time for us not to have family to hold on to. We need one another dearly. We need the Creator first and foremost. And that's the last statement or the last part that I'm going to talk about today is the circle of life, okay? With family, with life and new life coming in and, you know, babies and grandbabies and nieces and nephews and, you know, and loved ones, as we're born, we all must die. You know, it is part of life. It is difficult. But I feel the most important thing for us to do is to, if we always have that person in our heart and our mind and we treat them well while they're alive, then we don't have to have regrets. We don't have to cry over their casket because now they're gone and I didn't tell them I loved them. I didn't show them that I appreciated all that they did for me. I used that person. You don't have to experience that if you treat them well while they're alive. Call your mother, hug your father, tell your brother I love you, tell your sister you are important to me, tell your niece and nephew how great they are and how your life is so so much more important because they're in it and they are who they are. I know I tell my nieces and nephews, and I hope you all remember, that Auntie always tell you is be the best because you are the best. And your future, my future, depends on you because you're my family. Whether you were born of my immediate family or you're my brothers and sisters in the Nation of Islam, you're my family. And I love you, and I need you. I need you to be healthy. I need you to take care of the people in your family. Help them to be healthy. If you got to sneak in some herbs, make some ginger tea and throw a few herbs in there because you know they're dealing with something, and tell them, you know what, I just made this special tea for you because I love you. Go the extra mile. It's worth it because when they're gone, they're gone. And there's nothing else you can do about that. So let's love each other while we're here. I'm going to go, family, because I'm getting emotional. So I thank you all, and I love you. Assalamu alaikum.
Family, we thank you so much once again for tuning in with us. We pray that this show will be beneficial and that somebody would have heard something that they need to hear. We really thank you. We thank Allah first and foremost for even giving us the idea to do this. This is not my wife, Norm. She doesn't normally just come out like this and speak like this, you know, just on a personal level. So this is a big, huge step for her. This is a huge step for her, and we thank Allah for that spirit and that energy that he's given to her to even want to do that. So, brothers and sisters, this is not about trying to become famous or nothing like that. It's just our contribution to try to help somebody, to try to appeal to someone about the health and things that they can do, even when it may seem that everybody's telling you that you've done all you can and there's nothing else that you can do. I'll just share a quick story real quick, and then we're going to go ahead and finish it off. Dear beloved Sister Doctor, Minister Ava Muhammad, when she came into the Nation of Islam, she was on chemotherapy. They told her she only had several months to live and that basically all they could do was what they were doing. But she heard these life-giving teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And she heard the Honorable Louis Farrakhan teach. And she got how to eat to live. And it absolutely transformed and saved her life. It absolutely transformed and saved her life. And they told her she only had months to live. And it's been decades and decades now since they told her that. Again, brothers and sisters, family, if you don't have How to Eat to Live, Volume 1 and 2, by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, please get that. You can do that at store.vitalcall.com. store.finalcall.com, or you can call 773-602-1230. Let them know that you need your copy of How to Eat to Live, Volume 1 and 2. Brothers and sisters, we thank you once again for your time and attention. Please share. Somebody may need to hear this. May Allah continue to bless us all, all right? As-salamu alaykum. Very stupid about that.